Let's go to Ray, Washington, D.C., the great WMAL. Go.
Yeah, Mark. I just wanted to point out that I kind of take some issue with, I frankly found it a mocking reference with regard to Boehner and Cantor just simply coming out of the meeting. I thought it was kind of premature on your part to...
Who cares what you think? It was stupid. They go into a meeting with Obama and they come out that they've agreed to meet more. Sir, the country's going to hell. I don't have time for the bull crap. Do you understand?
What?
I don't care if they meet more or not. I don't care if they kiss. I don't care if they exchange Christmas cards. We're in there and they agree to meet more. Great. I'm happy. They're going to meet more. And we have all the cameras around and all the mics picking it up. And that's the great event. They're going to meet more. What else are they going to do? They're going to talk about the tax issue. No, we shouldn't talk about the tax issue. We should say, this is our position. This is what we campaigned on. And this is what we want to do is sit down and talk about cap and trade and Obamacare and how we're going to repeal some of these things. You got it?
Say that. When did they say that, Mark?
They didn't say that. That's the point.
Right. So what is it?
Get out of here. No, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen this fan dance too damn often around here. Come out fighting. Come out swinging. The society is going under. This man that they're happy to keep meeting with is the guy pushing it over the edge. Honest to God. Advance the cause. Advance the agenda. You're it. There's nowhere else to go. We have no else to go, other place to go. I know everybody wants to use Marcus of Queensbury rules. Not me. I guess I'm an outlier. The man has destroyed our healthcare system, and it's going to have a horrendous effect on millions of human beings in this country. He's trying to impose a Soviet-style industrial policy on this nation that's going to put hardworking men and women out of business. They call it cap and trade. He's all but destroyed the currency. He's destroying the future for my children and your children and future grandchildren. And I'm supposed to be happy that Eric Cantor and John Boehner are going to have more meetings. Good, good. Have more meetings. Wonderful. I am not saying they're failing. I am not saying they're losers. I'm not saying any of those things yet. We shall see. We got a hell of a lot of work ahead of us. We have got to stake out our territory. We have got to make the case to the American people over and over and over again. It cannot be business as usual. I know there are people inside the Beltway who simply cannot break free from the old ways. I know it. But sometimes there need to be sharp distinctions. And sometimes you got to stand on principle. And sometimes that means losing a vote here or there. And that means setting it up for the future. Movements take time to build. And we've got to have a constitutional movement in this country, a freedom movement that's going to unravel the disaster that these people have created over the last 80 years. That's my problem. That's the issue, in my humble opinion. They met with the president to discuss what to do about taxes. They could have sent him an email. We know what to do about taxes. Leave them the hell alone. That's it. Just the status quo. Here we are fighting for the status quo. But we had a great meeting. And we agreed to meet more often. This sounds like, you know, Henry Kissinger with the Russians or the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong. Hey, we agreed on the size of the table and the shape of the table. I don't care about the size of the table and the shape of the table. The country is spiraling downward. Enormous unemployment. It's becoming systemic. I'm glad they're going to meet some more. But what are we meeting on? Well, we got all these meetings that are going to go on whether or not we should raise taxes on people who are earning a living, creating jobs in the private sector. Does that sound like a great start to you? It sure as hell doesn't sound like one to me. Am I expecting too much? Meanwhile, the EPA is chugging along, pushing its cap and trade regulations in defiance of Congress. Meanwhile, HHS is instituting day in and day out more of the regulations on Obamacare. Harry Reid's on the Senate floor pushing for citizenship ultimately for 2.5 million illegal aliens. The courts are running amok trying to impose social policies on our society, including our military. But don't worry, they've agreed that they're going to agree to meet to discuss whether or not to raise taxes. But I shouldn't mock it. I shouldn't comment on it. Give them time. Yeah, aren't you sick of that line? Give everybody time. Time. We don't have time. Anyway, that's where I'm coming from.